Where did you live, Mrs. Cave?
In Madison.
In Madison. Uh-huh. But where in Madison?
Well, I just call it Dark Hollow. That's all I call it, know.
Okay, in Dark Hollow. All right, now, your home, was it anywhere near Dark Hollow Falls?
Yes, it was Dark Hollow Falls.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, how beautiful. Where? How close?
Oh, it was about, I reckon, a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Down the road.
I have heard the water was very, very pure and sweet.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, were there many families living in Dark Hollow?
Oh, about 10, I think.
About 10.
All in a huddle together.
Yeah. They were all sort of in that same area there.
All together.
What was your maiden name?
I was a Cave at the beginning and still a Cave.
Oh, that makes it fun. Was your husband a close kin to you?
No, he was a little bit kin, but not. He weren't no first cousin.
No. Yeah. Most of the people in there were Caves,
yeah,
weren't they?
Yeah, Caves, and all of them was close kin.
Great. That made it so that you were all sort of like a big family.
Yeah, we didn't get out nowhere much. Just come down here to the store and all like that.
Yeah, what store did you use?
Dave Kiblinger.
You used Dave Kiblinger's store.
Well, yeah. I thought I was in heaven when I walked down the mountain and come down here to the store.
How far was that? A
walk? Oh, about 4 or 5 miles, I guess, from home. Maybe more than that.
4 or 5 miles up the mountain and then back down.
And we walked all the way. I never had nothing to ride.
You had no horses or mules?
My granddaddy had a horse, and my uncle Newman Kay, he had a horse and he was on one of the
Uh-huh. Are you any kin to Gerd Kay, the preacher?
Yeah, he was my uncle.
He was your
uncle. My daddy and him was brothers.
Uh-huh. I understand he was a wonderful preacher.
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, your home, what was it like? Was it a log house?
Yeah, log house, and it had shingles, weatherboard with shingles all over it.
Oh, it was.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now.
My daddy was a shingle maker.
He was.
Uh-huh, he made shingles and sold them.
Okay, this is the chestnut shingles that he used?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Do you know how much he got for the shingles?
No, I can't. I couldn't recall that to save my neck.
Where would he take the shingles?
He would haul them back to Stanley.
He didn't carry those?
No, somebody hauled them in a wagon.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You were near the Gordonsville Turnpike, weren't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they could use the Gordonsville Turnpike mm-hmm. to come down. Did the people that did the hauling charge your father?
Yeah, I think they did, but I don't know how much.
Yeah. Okay. Now, roughly, how many acres did you own there?
Oh, I don't think there was about 3 acres in where we lived.
Just 3 acres?
Uh-huh, each house and like a garden and a little patch around it.
Uh-huh.
We didn't own much.
Yeah. Your nearest neighbor was how far?
Was Gerd and my grandfather.
Uh-huh.
Well, we all just looked around together. We weren't none of us far apart.
Really?
More than the person here at that store, right?
That isn't even a quarter of a mile, is
it? No, uh-huh. We're all just close together.
Great, great.
We could visit one another through the night and come back.
You sure?
We used to go to people's houses and stay a while and come back.
Yeah. And would you, when you went and visited, did people sometimes play music and, or just sit around talk?
Just sit around talk.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, what do you have on music?
Look at the pussycat watching those go around. Don't you dare pounce, JK. Now, you had a patch of garden. What did you raise?
Oh, corn, beans, potatoes, and tomatoes, and sweet potatoes, and all
Mm-hmm.
Radishes and everything got ready.
Yeah, cabbages.
Yeah, cabbage.
Uh-huh. Did you have an orchard?
Well, there was a little orchard around the house with peaches.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And my grandfather had an orchard with apples.
Oh, great. Then you could use his apples.
Oh, yeah. We dried apples and sold them.
And sold them at Kiplinger's?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you have chickens?
Yeah, we had chickens.
And did you sell the chickens and eggs,
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hams, did you have hogs?
Yeah, we had hogs.
And cows?
No, we didn't have a cow. My grandfather had a cow.
Uh-huh. And you used his milk?
Mm-hmm. I used to go down there every morning, run down there to the spring house with it to get milk to make gravy every morning.
You used milk in your gravy?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. But I like water gravy the best.
I had never heard of milk with gravy.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah, we make milk gravy.
Uh-huh. Did your mother make yeast, make her own
yeah,
yeast?
Yeah, she. And my grandmother made more so than my mother.
Uh-huh.
But both of them did.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what store bread was then at
oh,
that time.
No. There was no such thing. Did you sell your hams too, or didn't
no,
you have enough
we,
of them?
No, we generally eat the hams. We
yeah.
didn't ever sell any.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you took your eggs and your chickens to Dave Kiplinger's, did he give you credit for those or give you cash?
Well, we'd give us cash. Cash.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We didn't hardly ever have to buy anything but like flour and sugar and coffee and stuff that way. We mm-hmm. raised everything else locally.
So you didn't raise any wheat?
No, we didn't raise no wheat.
You raised enough corn, though, to uh-huh. have cornmeal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could go out in the mountains and fill in a patch and plant anywhere you wanted to.
Yeah.
You wanted. Well, nobody's going to say it belonged to them, eh?
That's right. So you opened up new ground occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that a lot of work?
That's my work. I had a brush fence around it now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, that's my work.
Now, did you get up, oh, say, around 7 o'clock in the morning or earlier?
Well, I expect it was earlier because my daddy worked at the copper mine down by then, and that's where he worked.
He worked in the copper mine.
Uh-huh.
He worked in the copper mine, and he also made shingles?
Uh-huh, yeah.
He didn't let any grass grow under his feet, did he?
He was busy all the time.
That copper mine, do you know how much they paid the people for that?
No, I don't. That's one thing I don't know.
Yeah. But he would work there and then come home and make shingles.
Mm-hmm.
Would he take his dinner with him to the
yeah,
copper mine?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he weren't too far away, but still he would take his dinner.
Yeah. How about school? Did you have a school?
Well, maybe? There weren't much school at that time. I didn't go to much school, but what little I did, I went. And it weren't no schoolhouse. I just had to go to people's houses. The teacher was Harry Hall, and he teached, and I went to him.
Uh-huh.
And he lived down at the copper mine then, where that worked. He lived down there. And I had to walk through down there.
How far was that?
Oh, I expect there's a mile or more.
Was this in the winter or in the summer?
Yeah, both. I went in the winter.
Uh-huh.
I went and it poured down rain and a good big snow on the ground. Sometimes my daddy would walk in front. I mean, I'd walk in his tracks.
Sure. Uh-huh. Yeah. Were there many children around?
No, not too many.
Oh, dear.
Just me and then a neighbor called Tom Breeden. He was and his children.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband's sister. She was
mm-hmm.
and brother. We all went together.
Oh, good. So then you had company going to school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't you have warm clothes, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. indeed.
Did your mother make them?
Mm-hmm. And you couldn't keep me in when there's a big, big snow. I hope I'm not even out of all working around.
Yeah.
I like to play in the snow.
Sure. Did your mother have a sewing machine? Or
yes.
She did?
Yeah.
Okay. Then she also had a wood stove?
Yeah, we had a wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
A wood stove for heating and cooking.
You didn't have a fireplace in your house?
No, we didn't have no fireplace. Nearly everybody else up there that lived up there had a fireplace, but us, we didn't have none.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That kept you warm, though, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
How many rooms were in your house?
Just one in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. I forgot to ask you, how many children were in your family?
Well, I had two brothers, but one of them died 5 years old and one 9 months old.
What of?
One of them had some kind of croup and the other had pneumonia.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And see, there weren't no doctors around up that close.
Dr. Ross?
Well, you'd have to go after him with a horse.
Yeah.
Bring him up there. You can come, but he's a spinning boy.
Yeah.
Oh, get down, kid.
I thought Dr. Ross had his own horse.
No, you'd have to go after him. Yeah, he was our doctor. I went to him many times.
Mm-hmm.
But he would never come without you.
So there were only three children, and you're the only one that survived.
Mm-hmm. I was the only girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. That's too bad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet then you had a lot of chores you had to do.
Well, not too many. I've carried water and filled up a kettle in the evening to wash the next morning. See, we didn't have no electric, we didn't have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what electric was at that time, like a radio and television?
No, But I thought most of the children had to do quite a bit of work.
Well, I didn't do too much.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't put nothing hard on me.
I guess they were just spoiling you, sort of. Did you ever, when your mother or father would say for you to do something, did you ever dare say, I won't do it?
No, indeed. I didn't dare to say that. No, sir. I had to do everything to said do.
Did you ever get spanked?
Not much. My daddy never did touch it. My mother, she had a little, but not much.
Uh-huh. Do you recall what you were spanked for?
No, I don't.
I do. When there was pneumonia, a good number of people would make onion poultices.
Yes, sir.
And they said it worked.
It did. I've done it many times for my children.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, after, you were married while you were still in the mountains,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I was married when I was 19.
You were 19.
Mm-hmm.
How did your husband court you?
We had to sneak around. They didn't want me to see nobody, and we just sneaked around different places. I thought that was more fun than anything else.
How would he let you know where to sneak to?
Well, he always let know. He'd come around singing or something. I mean, I know exactly where he's at.
Did he live far away from you?
No. No. Oh, just a quarter of a mile, I reckon.
Then when you got married, did you stay in the same house or did you move into, did he build another house?
Well, we lived with my parents for a little while, and then we lived with his parents for a little while, and then we went to ourselves.
Did he build the house?
Yeah, he built the house himself.
What kind of a house did he build?
A log house.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the stove, how did he get the stove in?
Oh, The door was big enough we could get the stove in.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We had an old cook stove where somebody gave us an old heating stove where we could have somebody give us just different little old things, and I was proud of them for the venues.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by then, of course, you knew how to cook and all the rest of it.
Yeah, I cooked when I was just little.
Mm-hmm. And you said you didn't have to do much work, and yet here you're saying you cooked when you were little.
Well, I didn't call it much. Well, they didn't have me out on doing things. Now, some people otherwise, like, well, I said, a neighbor, Tom Breeden,
mm-hmm.
his girls, they went out and helped a few ties and saw them off and drove them out to the road.
That's right.
But I knew how to do that.
That's Elsie Cave's wife, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Ralph Cave's one of them too.
Oh, Ralph Cave.
Uh-huh, she's one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, your name is such a pretty one, and I have never heard it before.
No, my name, I don't know but one person that had my name like mine, and that was a Morris girl.
Uh-huh. I wonder where your family found it.
I don't know.
Because I have never heard it before, and it's so pretty. Evie Dell. Very lovely.
Huh?
Yeah. All right, so then you had your own home.
Yeah.
And again, did you have chickens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And hogs?
Yeah.
Cow by then?
No, we never did own a cow.
Uh-huh. A horse?
No.
No. And you had a garden?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, did you have flowers?
Yeah, but I ain't much of a flower person. I ain't no green thumb.
Yeah.
No, I've had flowers, but they didn't do much like some people.
Yeah. Did other people have a lot of flowers?
Right, no, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you were all visiting back and forth, nobody played any music?
Yeah, they had fiddles and banjos.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any dances?
No. I don't remember that.
What church did you go to?
Methodist.
Was that Gerd Cave?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How far away was that?
Well, we didn't have... Big times we didn't go to the church. It was our big town. Shed like. There used to be all kinds of preachers coming to with him, but the church was right at us where we bird flew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lived on one side of the road and the church on the other side of the road.
Oh, that was handy.
Yeah.
Did you go every Sunday?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Would you get all dressed up to go to church?
No, not particular, no. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have nothing to dress in then.
Well, your mother made your clothes.
I know, but we didn't have many.
Yeah, right.
If I had old clothes back then, like I got now, I thought I'd been rich.
Why, yeah, you're right. Did you know of any people that raised sheep?
Well, no, nobody up there didn't raise no sheep.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you, did you have any toys, like dolls or anything of that kind?
I had one doll that my mother made.
A rag doll?
Mm-hmm. Out of a 10-pound sugar sack, and its head was a 2-pound sugar sack.
Oh.
And some of my hair before it was cut off was made up, put on that for that, for its hair.
Oh, I bet you love that dog.
Button for eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to play with that old dog, dress it and take it off and dress it again and make out it was dead and lay there and all that stuff.
Oh, dear.
Hello.
Do you remember the name you gave the dog?
No, I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great big chestnut tree with a big hollering, and I'd go back and stay in that south at somebody's house.
Oh.
And there was a place in the Brooks Fence. I went to another place and called up their name and say somebody in, just a visiting, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's dark.
And I was right by myself. I didn't have nobody to play with.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah. Now Christmas. How is Christmas celebrated?
It was celebrated very good.
Mm-hmm.
Always would hang up. I didn't have a stocking, but I'd have a cap, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought I said I'd go watch Santa Claus at night.
Oh.
And I said, and I hear my mother and father sandwich to get up to get something. And he wouldn't, and she wouldn't, and he did, and he made a light. And I thought, well, Santa Claus never made a light, I didn't think. And he put that in there and was holding it, and all of us, when he put it in, I hit the floor. And then I had to put the cover in my mouth to keep from laughing.
What did you get for Christmas?
Oh, I'd get oranges and raisins and candy and sometimes chestnuts and all stuff that was.
Right.
Big candy it was. It didn't have a little kind of candy.
Sure, right. That was good candy. Mm-hmm. That's big candy. When the chestnut light came along, what happened?
Oh, it scared all the trees and the big ice come and broke all the trees up, and they all died then.
Sure. Right.
That made the blight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My granddaughter.
Oh. You tell her she can hear me. You had all used the chestnuts, though.
Uh-huh. We'd get them, and we'd take them and sell them.
Right.
We carried bushels of them down the mountain.
Right. So then you lost your cash crop.
I just love when spring fall come to say I'd go get chestnuts. That's when I'd get my shoes or get clothes somewhere.
So then how did you manage? How did you people manage then?
After that, had to come around some other way.
There was a drought right after that too, wasn't there?
No drought didn't hurt nothing.
Okay. Because I thought there was a bad drought around 1930.
It didn't bother. I don't remember it bothering me no way.
Okay, good. Your husband, what did he do? Did he work in the copper mine?
No, he didn't work in the copper mine. He's done different things. He's going off and peel bark, and he'd pick roots and go to the apple orchard and all like that.
Oh, in Martinsville?
Uh-huh, and down in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I went one time, a couple of years with him.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm, cooked.
Oh. Huh. You take the train at Stanley?
Mm-hmm. And we went on a big old truck. They could come after us in a big old truck.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That was better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And would you stay there through the whole apple picking time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you had your, first of all, tell me about your wedding. Where did you have your wedding?
Right at home, right standing in the house.
Mm-hmm. By then your family knew that you'd been sneaking around.
I was married right in the house over there.
Mm-hmm. And a preacher came in?
Mm-hmm. Preacher Salmon.
Good. You didn't, of course, go anywhere on a honeymoon.
No.
Uh-uh.
No,
nobody.
Nowhere to go.
No. Mm-mm. So your husband peeled bark, and where would he take the bark?
Where we hauled it to Stanley.
Uh-huh. Did he make railroad ties too?
Yeah, he made ties too.
Uh-huh.
All that.
Did the people come and pick those up?
Mm-hmm. They hauled them in on wagons.
Yeah.
Wagons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Elsie Cave said that they had two horses. Did he ever help you out?
No, nobody in Brooks got no horses.
I thought you people all helped each other.
No, not too much.
Did you have your children while you were still in the mountains?
I had three of them up there.
Did you use Dr. Ross?
I didn't have a doctor who was born. And that when I lived up over the store, my youngest one, I had a doctor then. Now, never did have no doctor, no other, never did go to no hospital.
Well, then who helped you?
Jenny Thomas was the midwife.
Okay.
She was midwife. And I had two up here, and weren't nobody with me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're a strong person. You certainly are. As far as money goes, did you ever feel, oh dear, I wish we had more money?
No, I don't recall him thinking that.
No. Mm-mm. It was always enough. You grew most of everything you needed.
Well, I had a baby, and that when it was a depression in that time. I lived up here right at the time then I had one to be born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we got along okay.
Sure.
Right. That's a difference.
Yeah. How did you keep your vegetables over the winter?
Well, cabbage or potatoes, we had a cellar for the potatoes and buried the cabbage in the ground.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you keep the same trench year after year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were hard to dig, weren't they?
No, not too much.
It wasn't very rocky there?
Uh-uh. Some places weren't. Yeah. Oh, some places weren't rocky.
Did you ever go swimming?
Oh, I can't swim.
With that beautiful falls there, didn't you ever have picnics there or anything of that kind?
Oh. No, I didn't pay much attention to things like that then.
Did you ever look around saying that it was so lovely where we're living?
Yeah. I like watch birds and all them and hunt bird nests. I used to kind of.
Speaking of hunting bird nests, did your father or your husband do any hunting?
They used to hunt right smart. My daddy used to kill pheasants and squirrels and all that, and my husband too.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go with him when we first married. I went with him hunting.
Oh, you could shoot too?
No, I went with him, but I didn't shoot. I just with him.
Yeah.
See, he used to get going, a pheasant would be a beating, and somebody else would be standing off somewhere whistling or singing. They could sneak up and get them, and that's what I do.
Oh.
I call them get three that way.
You mean you distract the pheasant by?
Uh-huh. I just set some horn whistle or used to be a singing, and my husband would sneak up and get them.
Hey, where were the pheasants? Were they anywhere near Camp Hoover?
Yeah, it was all through the wood devil world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the area they called Stone Hill?
I don't know what they called it. I didn't hear of that.
Okay. Did you ever go to Camp Hoover?
Yeah, I've been there.
Uh-huh. Did you ever meet President Hoover?
No. My cousin was up there working, and when Roosevelt was there, he seen him. He seen him up there.
Oh, really?
But I never.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wasn't the Hoover School put somewhere near you?
Mm-hmm. But I done left them up there then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you left the mountain?
Uh-huh. We left them before the park took over.
Why?
Well, we just wanted to move out.
Oh. You beat my question then. Why? Why did you move out?
I don't know. We just got tired of living up there. And we moved over to the store up here.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you got no money for your property.
Yeah, he got paid for it. Somebody else, Ralph Cave down here, bought the house.
Oh, uh-huh.
He bought the house.
Mm-hmm.
but the frog got took it yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's unusual. So what, your husband came here, and then what did he do?
Well, he'd go off and work at places, out down the country and all right away and different things. And then when it was after picking time, we'd go to apple picking, peach picking, cherry picking, all stuff like that.
You say he worked down country down in Washington?
Yeah, no, the other way, down West Virginia, and that way.
Oh, I see. Okay. He didn't help the farmers around here?
No, No, he didn't.
How about apple butter boiling? Did you ever make apple butter?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Was it a fun time?
Yeah. That's fun time you'd step all night long and stir it.
Yeah.
But people don't do that no more.
No, they don't. When you made the apple butter, was it during the day or the evening?
Well, we'd put down over morning and boil it all day and all night and up till the next morning.
Okay, so you were all very busy, and how about food?
Oh, we had plenty of food.
Sure, somebody always fixed food, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Would anybody play music?
Yeah, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they play music and let the apple butter burn.
Oh, God. Did you do dancing then while you were doing it?
No, I didn't dance.
Uh-huh. Would anybody drink any moonshine?
Yeah, take the time.
Mm-hmm. How about at Christmas? Did they drink moonshine?
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Did you shoot off firecrackers at Christmas?
No, I never.
Did others?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, did many people in that area make moonshine?
Quite many.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you have any way of notifying them when the revenue men were coming up?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't remember anybody did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you had, I am sure, your mother must have taught you, and you must have used them, lots of herbs that you used for different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you recall any of them?
Some kind of the catnip tea. And,
what would you use that for?
I don't know what it was for. It was just in...
Did it taste good?
Yeah, catnip tastes good. And some government.
Peppermint? Horse mint?
Yeah, horse mint. And rhubarb root tea was good for yellow jaundice. That's what you were doing.
Rhubarb?
Uh-huh.
Rhubarb root?
Uh-huh, the tea.
Rhubarb root.
I had yellow jaundice, and that's what cured me, and my brother.
Jaundice? For jaundice?
Yellow jaundice.
Wow. How often would you take that?
Oh, you drink a cup of it every day. What nasty. The nasty stuff you ever tasted.
But it cured you.
Oh, yeah. And I had a child who had it, and I gave it to him and cured him too. My youngest son.
Wow-wee. Now, see, those are the things people are learning now, that everybody really knew this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Have you any others that you can tell us?
Well, there's an old tea that's called bone scent.
Yeah. What'd you use that for?
Well, I never did use none myself, but I hear it's good for different things, disease.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore these little old activity bags around my neck.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And you say you did use the onion poultices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that.
And did you ever get turpentine and sugar?
Yes, indeed. Whole oil and sugar.
Tastes terrible.
Yes, indeed, the turpentine did, but I liked coal oil.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Mm-hmm. When you go to the store, you put gum candy on the spout of a car can.
Yeah.
I'd always eat that candy before it tasted good.
Did it cure sore throat, really?
No,
or cold?
No, I don't think it did. It might have held it, but it didn't cure it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sassafras tea?
Yeah, I've taken that too.
Mm-hmm.
That's just good tea to drink, if like.
That's right. Persimmon bark? Did you ever use persimmon bark?
No, I don't think I've used that.
Mm-hmm. By the way, nobody's ever mentioned eating persimmons. Did you used to eat persimmons?
Yeah, I've eaten them.
They're good, aren't they?
Yeah, but if they ain't cured up good, they'll draw your mouth, push your mouth up.
Yeah, wait till frost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When they turn real blue.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Have you ever made any jellies or anything out of it?
No, I never did make no jelly out of it.
Mm-hmm. How about wild strawberries? Were there any wild strawberries?
Oh, I picked them in, you know, wild strawberries and made preserves out of them.
Sure, yeah. Did you ever sell any?
No, I didn't sell no.
How about huckleberries?
Well, I picked huckleberries and canned them, but I never did sell no.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever dry your peaches?
No, we always canned them. We didn't ever dry them.
Mm-hmm. When you dried your apples, how would you do that?
You just slice them up and put them up on the roof of the house or on a rock or anything you could get them on.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the house going on the roof for many times.
What happened if it rained?
Well, if I saw rain coming, I'd get them on.
Busy, busy, busy.
No, it wouldn't be no good if it rained on them.
No, let's see, there are so many things I want to ask you. Oh, the furniture in your house when you were a little girl, was it mainly handmade furniture?
We didn't have much furniture. We had what you call a bureau, and a washstand, a little table, and a couple of beds and some chairs. That's all the furniture we had. We didn't have much furniture.
Speaking of beds, did you use straw mattresses?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, built a big old cake full of straw many times.
Sure.
Yeah. We had, I didn't know what a mattress was like you have now.
They were comfortable, weren't they?
Uh-huh. I think you got them fixed down.
Sure, right. Did your mother make quilts?
Yeah, she used to make quilts and sell them.
She sold them?
Uh-huh. She used to plait these here plaited rugs, too.
Really? Where would she sell them?
Well, there was a woman over to the Hoover place, and she sold them there, but I don't know what her name was.
Uh-huh.
She sold them. A lot of quilts.
Yeah. Did you ever use these feather ticks?
Yeah, I had one. My grandmother had, she's the one that had the feather ticks. She had two.
Mm-hmm.
She always laid on one, covered with one.
Did they separate, the feathers separate?
No, not
much. I've heard people say that they separated.
Well, then, I've laid on. I never knowed them were separating.
Were they made out of goose?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Goose feathers didn't. Yeah. So you were always nice and toasty warm.
Yeah,
night.
I don't remember being cold at night. So.
Mm-hmm. Did any snow ever come into your house?
Yeah. About one time I was sleeping upstairs, and when it blew through the window and I shattered, and when I went to go down the steps, I stepped over a little drift of snow.
That must have been a surprise.
Oh, yeah, it was a little drift laying in the floor, and I stepped over.
Yeah. But you'd get up early in the morning, and I bet you went to bed early at night, didn't you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if I didn't get up early, my mother would holler for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was up, and I thought, I'll get up. Well, I'd drop back to sleep and be a dream, and I was up. First thing, she'd holler again, and she'd do that about four times before I could get up.
You were tired. You'd worked hard all day. Mm-hmm. When you went to school, how far did you go through school?
Oh, Lord, I didn't hardly go no place. Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't tell what it looked like and write, and I could read. I don't remember that school. I learned just on my own. They never did set no copy for me to go by or nothing. For figures, never writing.
Oh, really?
No.
But you had to teach yourself.
Uh-huh. What my life? No, I learned on my own. But I like to go to school, but I wish I learned nothing to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't have been a very good teacher.
Well, he was spiteful. Mm-hmm. All I want to hit you with something.
Maybe you deserved it. Maybe you were naughty.
No, I don't remember one time when he hit me. There was two people who decided they was going to spit, and they run both right together in the fireplace and spit and made a big noise, and I busted out in the leg, and that's when he hit me with a stick. Quick. That's all I done. Yeah. Leg.
Oh, dear. Did you ever tell or have people tell you any ghost stories when you sit around of an evening?
Yeah.
Do you remember any?
I know when I used to go up in Rockingham to my uncle's, oh, somebody would tell a ghost story and they'd scare me for that. I'd just run and jump over in his lap and hug him up.
Can you remember one of them?
No, I can't. No, I can't remember none of the ghost stories. But I know the girl for scary things he'd tell.
By the way, did you ever do the Kris Kringlers at Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when I thought it was fun. Now I think Christmas don't seem right because you don't eat real kids
pictures. That's right.
Yeah, I've done that many times.
Yeah.
Made my own face and all.
Yeah. What would you make it out of?
Oh, cloth and sew cotton on it and paint it with black stuff and all that. I fixed it on a whole cap. I went and put a drawstring so nobody could get it off.
Oh, gosh. Would you do that before Christmas and after?
Yeah, before.
Uh-huh. And did you do it after Christmas?
No, I didn't bother with it after.
Uh-huh. Did you go outside of Dark Hall?
No, at that time, well, when I most of the Christian time, I'd visit up at Elston to my uncle. He had a whole lot of children, and I liked to get with them. That's where we went to Christian a lot.
How did you get there at Elston?
We went on the train.
Walk down to Stanley?
Walk from off the top of the mountain to Stanley, down to.
Hey.
Had to go soon because it was called, it's the train coming at 11 o'clock then.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, walk up the mountain. Well, I thought it was fun to walk up the mountain.
Sure. Elston, that was around, your uncle lived around Swift Run Gap?
What you call the Colin or the place. I don't know what you call it. Redbrush.
I don't know Redbrush. Where was that? Up above Elston? Was it in the mountains?
Well, part, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's already in the mountains.
Was this your father's brother?
That was my mother's brother.
Your mother's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot of children.
Oh, yeah, they had, there's 12 of them.
Wow. No wonder you wanted to go
well,
there.
Well, that's where I like to go, land at all the time.
Sure.
Play with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can well believe that. So you go and spend a few days before Christmas there,
uh-huh.
And then take the train back?
Uh-huh.
You did this all alone?
No. My mother sometimes would go along. She'd stay with me.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But I have went by myself.
Do you recall any of the tunes that were played? Any what songs were played when they were played? The guitars and banjos and fiddles.
They play old stuff like the dance to, like Turkey in the Straw, and I can't think of that. That's really funny things.
Yeah. And yet you didn't dance.
I have went to dances already, but I didn't at that time. After I got grown and got married, well, I went to dance, but I never went when I was single.
Yeah. What have I missed asking you? Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. Do you know of any stealing, or if people did much stealing?
No, I don't recall too much.
What would people do if you found somebody had stolen something from you?
Well, there couldn't much they could do about it. They just go to the sheriff, but he didn't. Mm-hmm. He'd never find it.
Mm-hmm.
Find nothing.
Yeah. Do you know of any fires that were started because of, oh, this person didn't like that person, they call them spite fires?
No, huh? No, I don't know.
No spite fires.
You mean up on the mountains? No, huh?
Mm-mm. Were the fires started because of making sure of having a huckleberry crop?
Yeah, there's been plenty of fires. Damage the huckleberry up in the mountains. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you ever afraid that your house would get on fire with some of these fires?
No, I went close to that.
Uh-huh.
I didn't live close to that.
Uh-huh.
Well, they set
them fires in. Yeah, okay. Because there were some bad fires around 1927.
Oh, I know, but yeah. I wasn't living close to them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they were mainly around Old Rag and that area.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't bother.
Did you ever go to Skyland?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We went across the drive or Sunday.
Uh-huh. Did you go to any of their Pollock parties?
No, I never was at none of them.
Uh-huh. Did you sell any of your huckleberries up there?
No, always canned them. Mm-hmm.
You never sold anything up at Skyland?
No, no.
Would you see the people as they would be riding around on horseback?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They looked as though they were having fun, didn't they?
I know.
Yeah. Did Pollock have his bugle?
Yeah.
Did the people ever stop and talk with you?
No, uh-uh.
That rode along.
Rode
along. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you were visiting your uncle in Elston, did any of them play any practical jokes that you know of?
No, huh?
You
no,
didn't
I,
either?
No.
You look as though you would.
No, I ain't no. Nobody to play practical jokes on nobody.
Did you ever play, do anything on April Fool's Day?
No, I never done that, and nothing on that day either.
Uh-huh.
I never played no prank with nobody.
Did you people celebrate Thanksgiving?
Uh-huh.
You did?
Yeah.
How?
Well, I don't know how it is. We just have a feast, like.
You would?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Oh, this has been wonderful. You've opened up Dark Hollow. Is there anything that you can think of that, as you think back on that life there, that I haven't asked about?
Well, I don't know of anything.
Was it hard work working in the garden?
No, not too hard, huh? No.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you all raise wheat?
Well, they weren't no place up there, no field like raise wheat. It was all steep mountain, you know, and couldn't have no field, you know. And all the fields that's up there now, that was cattle in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't have to do that.
No. Mm-mm.
But we was down in the dark holler down.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense, too. But you did have corn, so you were able to have corn meal.
Had corn.
Mm-hmm. What would be a typical breakfast?
Well, meat, gravy,
with milk.
Milk, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was the most.
Mm-hmm.
Butter.
Biscuits?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Jelly and jam.
Yeah, we had plenty of that.
Did you ever make sorghum?
No, I never did make none of that, but I made plenty of preserves and jelly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I never did make none.
That's a lot of work to that.
Mm, I know, but.
And you never made peach butter, just apple butter?
Uh-huh. No, I never made no peach butter.
No. Pumpkin butter?
No.
Do you know of anybody who did?
No, I don't.
Okay. Did you grow pumpkins?
Yeah, we grew them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we grew them. Yeah, I've had them.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I certainly thank you very, very much. This has been a wonderful, wonderful time. And you have told us a tremendous amount, even all the way down to Elkton, which we hadn't expected to go to.